This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana State University has set a new spring enrollment record, reporting a headcount of 16,373 students and marking the sixth consecutive year of spring semester growth at the state's largest university. Enrollment is recorded after the 15th day of classes each semester, and this spring's record number is about 1% higher than spring enrollment at the same time last year, when MSU reported 16,237 students. The record enrollment number for spring semester at MSU is noteworthy because fall enrollment is traditionally higher than spring enrollment. Over the past 5 years, spring headcount at the university has increased 8.8%. MSU also reported enrolling 8,467 Montana resident students this spring. The university said that figure represents 52% of the student body and is at least 2,000 more than the Montana student enrollment on any other campus in the state. In addition to setting a headcount enrollment record this spring, MSU also set a new record in full-time equivalent, or FTE, enrollment at 14,557 students. FTE is calculated by dividing the total number of credits that all MSU students have enrolled in by the number of credits considered a full-time course load. Over the past 5 years, full-time equivalent enrollment at MSU has increased 10.2%. Of those first-time in college students who enrolled for fall, including students seeking bachelor's degrees, associate degrees, and certificates, 91.7% returned to MSU for spring semester. Steve Swinford, MSU's Vice President of Student Success, said, "Once students enroll at Montana State University, we work extraordinarily hard to provide resources and support to help them stay in school and graduate on time. Those efforts have included streamlining MSU's registration process, improving communication with students through the NAV MSU app, increasing the capacity of key courses that students need to graduate on time, and ensuring that students have chances to meet one-on-one with advisors to help them navigate college." Among MSU's spring enrollment highlights are that Gallatin College MSU, which offers programs in vocational training and career technical education, saw its headcount increase by 5.9%, setting its record spring enrollment of 1,493. Located in 5 off-campus locations across the Bozeman area, Gallatin College MSU has been the university's fastest-growing college for years. New billboards on Highway 191 between Bozeman and Big Sky are urging drivers to watch for elk on the roads. Those 2 billboards were made by a group of locals hoping to reduce vehicle and wildlife collisions this winter. Deb Davidson, who works for the Bozeman Nonprofit Center for Large Landscape Conservation, said, "This stretch of road south of Gallatin Gateway and before the bridge that crosses the river is one of the highest concentrations of elk movement and also wildlife vehicle collisions in this region. We do a lot of science to figure out where animals are moving across roadways and then identify the best places to put in wildlife crossings and other solutions," said Davidson. The first billboard is located just south of Gallatin Gateway. The second billboard is just past mile marker 72 on the way back to Bozeman from Big Sky. According to the Center for Large Landscape Conservation, 25% of all collisions along Highway 191 from Four Corners to Big Sky involve wildlife. 2 local business owners donated their billboards to display messages warning drivers of elk until March, during the winter months, the peak season for elk crossing. The organizers hope to implement a more permanent solution, including wildlife crossings, and to work for federal funding for wildlife crossings. Davidson said, "We are working with the Montana Department of Transportation to figure out some more permanent signage that will light up when elk are around." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.